you're short on time but still looking for quality coffee, you can grab a quality coffee quick at Coles Express. Get their delicious four bean Arabica blend coffee now for just $1 only at Coles Express.
Fifi, Feb and Byron for breakfast. Our very own Fifi Box, host of the Business Chicks breakfast yesterday at Crown Palladium.
And nailed it.
With Sarah Jessica Parker. Lots of great feedback. Everyone had a great morning there, Fif.
It was. She was so wonderful. And Sarah Jessica Parker is everything you would imagine in person. And she was incredibly generous with her time. And obviously, I wasn't on the show yesterday. And she and I were talking at this function and for the Business Chicks. And after our hour-long chat on stage, I then had a chat with her just with the mics backstage. And again, she continued to open up about things that you'll find a bit surprising, because I did ask her about shoes. She's got her shoe collection she's brought out, the SJP collection. Mm-hmm. And she had a fascinating reaction to her theory of how she goes shopping and how she doesn't necessarily love it. Have a listen. This was us discussing shoes.
Thief with SJP.
For you to have a shoe collection just seems so obvious because you've introduced a lot of us to our love of shoes. Is that something you had before, Carrie?
I did a little bit. I mean, nobody's relationship with shoes, I think, can compare with Carrie's. No. I always say it's like a fever for her.
Absolutely.
But I always did love shoes, but I'm not a really, I'm not a crazy shopper.
That's really fascinating.
Yeah, I'm not, and haven't been for many years.
Is that right?
I mean, I think I used to be a little more so, but shopping sometimes can give me anxiety, like I feel bad. Do you know what I mean?
If I buy something and
I'm like, oh, do I really need that? Will I want that in 5 years? Is that going to look good on me in 5 years?
Exactly.
You know, I keep thinking like, oh, well, what about when I retire? Which Matthew's like, we're never going to retire, but I'll be like, in my closet, I'll be like, well, I should definitely keep that sweater because when I retire, when I'm in Ireland,
you know, need it. Yeah. Is it a personal question to ask how many shoes you might have thereabouts?
I don't have as many as you might imagine, and far less than many women I know. But I mean, I have a nice amount and I get to borrow a lot, which makes a difference.
Absolutely.
But I have a nice amount of shoes, but I wouldn't say it's staggering. I would say that if any woman really saw my closet, they would be enormously disappointed because it's New York.
Yes,
I don't
have
a big closet.
Now, as I sit here nursing my former thought on my lap,
your sweet,
beautiful son is about to turn 17.
That's right.
And leave home.
Yep.
Is this a big turn?
He won't be, luckily, he doesn't graduate. He's just a junior right now. He's got, you know, the remainder of this year and his senior year. So we have a little bit of time.
Okay.
But he is going away for his spring semester of junior year this year for about 6 months or 5 months. So that will be, you know, I think it will reveal to all of us how are we at separation. I mean, he's a curious young person and he's excited about new experiences. So I don't think he's going to be homesick. I think he's going to be just fine. But I think his absence, I think, will be really felt by his sisters.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So I think we're all sort of in a sort of premature separation process happening even now, which is odd.
Imagine.
It's just because we like him so much.
Which is a good thing.
And worked out well.
Fifi and Sarah Jessica Parker from yesterday.
And Daisy, I should point out.
Oh, yeah, Daisy.
The whole time I was having to juggle Daisy on my knee. That's why I was even whispering at times. I'm thinking, I think she's falling asleep.
I love how she doesn't she doesn't give you short answers. Like, she's like, oh, God, another question. She actually gets in real deep and her depth of her answer. It's intriguing.
Yeah, she's very engaging and she's very generous.
Yes. Now, when we come back, by the way, you can see all the pictures and Fife and Daisy interviewing Sarah Jessica Parker at our Instagram, Fife Feb Byron.
Trixie was there too, and I should point out, Trixie couldn't have been less interested in Sarah Jessica Parker.
There's more coming up after this.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Sarah Jessica Parker. Doesn't get much bigger. This is The Fox. Fife, Feb and Byron for breakfast. And our very own Fifi, of course, spent the morning at the Business Chicks breakfast at Crown with Sarah Jessica Parker while Feb and I were at the pub doing our own low-budget version called the Business Chaps breakfast.
I snuck in,
Boxy. I didn't see you.
Nah, I had a bit of a look. It was packed. packed.
It was super packed. And after we had our long chat at the breakfast, we then went backstage and had a more quiet chat, just the two of us. I did have Daisy on my lap and Trixie disinterested on the couch. But I thought, if anyone was listening and maybe we've got some girls, even guys, and I'm sorry, guys, I did make it very girl-focused at the time because we're at the Business Chicks lunch.
Sure.
But I thought maybe some listeners who are hoping to start their own businesses might learn something from Sarah. So I did ask her about that.
Now, we'll have a lot of young girls listening, even ladies mm-hmm. who are maybe reaching a stage in their life where they want a new challenge. And, you know, we've been here for Business Chicks and talking mm-hmm. about how inspirational you are, following your dreams and committing to things you're passionate about. What advice or little pearl of wisdom for any girls listening who think to themselves, I've got an idea, I'd love to pursue it, but I'm not sure?
Well, I think, first of all, I think I just wanted to say a couple words about Business Chicks because I think the name doesn't tell the whole story. You know, it's a funny word for women, right? But it doesn't tell the story about the women that run that business and how smart and, you know, they had an idea. I mean, it's a really nice example for young women, right? These women had an idea and they wanted to bring women together. They wanted to find a way of creating a community to support women and have conversations. And I think that's the best example. And what I would, you know, I'm always loath to give advice because I feel like I'm not good at it, but I tell people work really hard and have crazy big dreams. Like I always say that in the shower is where I have some of my most outrageous and most, you know, fantasy-like ideas. The worst that can happen is someone says no to you, and you know, you're not any worse for having tried, and you're often better for it. So find an idea that's your own and it's special, and dream big and go after it, and pick up the phone and or email someone blindly and say, you know what, Mr. So-and-so or Ms. So-and-so, I admire what you do. I'm trying to start a business. Can you give me 5 minutes? And I think you'd be surprised at how often elders
are prepared
and want to share and then want to mentor, you know?
Finally, as I said, we're about to head off to Japan next week with the radio show.
I cannot believe that. It's so exciting.
We love this. It's for we're all into karaoke, so we're going to be singing karaoke bars.
Oh, my God.
We're actually taking tradies. You know, do you call them tradies in the States? Tradesmen, like plumbers, carpenters.
Oh, no, that's so great.
Isn't it?
We call it skilled laborers.
There we go.
Right?
Okay. Yep. We still call them tradies.
So they have a trade. I mean,
absolutely.
we use that as a general term.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we realize they're so talented.
Yes.
So we're taking them to sing in the karaoke
bar. Oh, my God, that's hilarious and fantastic.
Well, see, but I also read that your least favorite scene, is that true?
I don't like to.
You don't like karaoke?
I don't like karaoke, but I don't mind being there. But I just don't want to do it. I'm too scared. I'm too ashamed. I'm already humiliated. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I love to see other people do it. I think it's hilarious, and people really love it, and
they
they're good at it.
They do get into it, I know.
And they're really good at it,
Do you have a favorite song? If you were to ever sing karaoke, what would your choice be, your song choice?
Oh, gosh. Any love song from the 70s I really like. Yes.
I've Been to Me. Do you know that one?
Yes, yes. Or any Glen Campbell. I love Glen Campbell. Any Billy or early Billy Joel.
Lovely. I agree.
There's so many people.
Aren't they? Well, when I get up at a karaoke bar in Japan, I might sing Uptown Girl in honor of you.
that's latter Billy Joel.
Oh, you're right. Not the early.
I'm talking about like 70 steps, Turnstiles, Strangers, Cold Spring Harbor.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, Piano Man.
Piano Man.
Uptown
okay.
Girl's fantastic, but that's the 80s.
Yeah. Okay. No, you're good point. Good point.
That's mid career.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank
Sarah
you.
Jessica. We just got through.
Perfect.
Got through.
It was so lovely spending time with you, and everybody spoke so highly of you, and you far exceeded your already
sweet.
Very shiny reputation.
Oh.
So thank you so much for making time.
Thank you.
Okay, it's time for Daisy.
It's time.
No, thank you.
You're wonderful.
Be
thank
good
you
and safe
much.
Travels.
Oh, what a chat. And Daisy, perfect timing at the end there just to wrap it up. Sarah probably
Fee's
organised for Daisy to start crying.
Fee's taught her that. Fee had enough.
Anyway, you can see all of that on our socials, Fifi, Fev Byron, including Cutie there, Daisy, on Fife's lap, as, of course, Sarah Jessica Parker's having the
interview. She had some nice words to say about your boxing.
Serious
interview. She's lovely. Oh, she was really lovely.
She also had plenty to say about Tradeyoki. Wasn't it nice of Sarah Jessica Parker to support our idea?
Absolutely.
101.9 The Fox.
Pretty sad story I read this morning, Fev, about a dear old man who's been jailed. Because, well, admittedly, he did, I guess, commit a crime. He was a getaway driver for a gang. He joined a gang.
Yes.
But why I'm saying sad, he joined a gang because he was lonely.
Oh, well.
So lonely.
I mean,
oh.
Well, we can't celebrate it. if you want to join, you know, the life of crime, you got to pay to do the time.
What's happened? See, I've seen a photo of the dear old man. So he's lonely. This is over in the UK. He's joined a gang, but they've come to him. So they're a gang. They're drug dealers.
Yeah.
And they've gone, if we've got an unassuming old guy sitting in the driver's seat, we won't look like a gang. Like, we can get away with doing our deals.
Mm.
But what unfortunately happened, so they've just said to him, you know, they've gone, oh, can you come and pick us up? His name's Ian. He's a former burger van worker. They've gone, Ian, just come and pick us up out the front of the local swimming pool, mate. That'd be great. So Ian's just tottled off down there in his little V-dub. And then what he didn't know was the gang member has just stabbed someone and then jumped in the car. And then Ian's just tottled off again in the car. And now the poor guy's in jail for 9 months.
Poor guy.
And he stood up. I think he's been taken advantage of, Fed.
Mate,
that would
if you want to be a criminal, you always
But he
get
didn't
caught.
Know he was a criminal. He's just hanging out with some young. He didn't know he joined the gang. You've got to see him, Fev. He's just a sweet, dear man. I'm sure of it. Or I'm just falling for it.
He actually looks terrifying here in the picture I can see.
He's sad. He's
no,
just
sad.
Been
he's lonely.
Well, the only thing I would say, the upside for him is he's going to meet some more friends in jail. So if he's done it because he was lonely. Now, loneliness doesn't mean that you end up in jail in most circumstances.
No.
But you can do some pretty strange things when you're lonely.
Okay.
And we thought we'd ask the question, 13, 10, 60. What did you do because you were lonely?
People resort to desperate acts, don't they?
Well, we've got Darcy. Can we pop Darcy, our wonderful producer, on? Because, Darcy, you've stooped quite low when you've been lonely, haven't you?
Well, Darcy needs to learn how to use the intercom. That's one of her first challenges.
Yeah, that's the second time we've got her on. It's the second time she hasn't said anything.
Okay, no, we still
What about using your one, Leon?
Just get Darcy.
Leon's hogging his all to himself. Yeah, can he always hear you?
Darcy, I just saw Byron.
Just share it.
Button, then?
No, okay. Just get Darcy to talk into yours. Let's go.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Got you, darling.
So once I was driving and I was really lonely, obviously, for an hour drive, and I had no credit on my phone, so I couldn't call anyone. So I ended up calling the phone company.
Wow. All right, so this is good. So when you've been so lonely...
Yeah, what have you done when you've been so lonely? Leon stooped pretty low yesterday. What did you do when you were lonely yesterday, Leon?
I had a 45-minute drive, so I called Fifi.
Wow. Jeez. Desperate times call for desperate measures. 13, 10, 60, call us now. What have you done when you're just lonely? We'll see how we go here on the phones. Fifi, but you're never lonely. Fifi, you got everyone around you.
Oh, mate, I've got a tribe. But if they're all at school, I just get a bottle of wine and watch sports.
This is The Fox.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Oh, an unassuming pensioner has gone to jail because he joined a gang. I don't think he realised he was doing it, but he was lonely. So when these drug dealers said, can you want to come and hang out with us? He said, I'd love to. I'm lonely. Anyway, now he's in jail. But sometimes when you're lonely, you do all sorts of things. Some people, I've got friends that just go and sit in cafes and watch people. People watch when they're lonely.
Yeah, I'd do that. I love people watching. I love
sleeping in bed. I mean, I won't lie. If I'm lonely, I'm happy to have the afternoon off. Now we've got Michael in Cranbourne. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Michael. Well, what have you done when you've been that little bit lonely?
Oh, look, I'll have a chat with me budgie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Who's? Oh, with your budgie?
Yeah, my little budgie. If you're still on time, the kids and... partner run around, yeah, just having a chat with my budgie, asking about his day.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
What I've been up to, and yeah.
What's your budgie's name?
His name's Sonny.
Sonny.
Does Sonny talk back, or?
He has a little chirp here and there, he does, he loves it.
So when you say, hey, Sonny, how was your day? What's the bird do back?
He'll look at me with a bit of a shocked look on his face, and bob his head up and down, and occasionally I'll get a chirp, so he's talking back.
Good stuff. Is it now we should just reflect on the unfortunate, short life of...
I probably wouldn't bring it up.
I wouldn't bring it up.
No? Okay. No, it's just there was obviously...
No.
Okay, no. We'll push on. Feb had a budgie.
Thank you for sharing that, Michael. What a wonderful thing. Talk to the animals when you're lonely.
Cheryl.
Did you want to say something, Feb?
No.
Cheryl and Wyndham Vale.
Probably wouldn't have brought it up.
Sorry.
What do you do when you're lonely?
Hi guys, how are you?
Good.
You're good.
Good. When I came over from New Zealand 20 years When I came over from New Zealand 20 years ago, I didn't know a soul, and I had a 14-month-year-old, and my husband had gone over to America for 3 weeks. So I used to go down to the local shopping mall and go to the muffin break and get them to pick out an old couple for me, ask them if they would mind if I bought them coffee, if I could sit with them and talk with them.
Oh, Cheryl. Oh, wow. There we go.
Very sad.
Cheryl. That's heartbreaking.
That's amazing.
Oh, phone topic's really depressing, Pete.
Oh, this is really depressing.
Thank you for your call, Cheryl. I hope it gave you some comfort.
101.9 The Fox.
Well, here we go, guys. This guest is so important. He's the most important guest I think we've ever had. And for that reason, he has his own jingle here at Fifi Fevan Byron.
It's Wani. Wani, Wani, Wani. Shane Wani. It's Wani, Wani, Wani right now.
Do you like that, Shane Warne?
Oh, I like it. There's so many connotations to that.
I know.
Fantastic. I love it.
Actually, we probably should have gone through
again.
An approvals process. You want it again, Wani?
Want it again. Oh, let me sing along to it.
Put me on the spot. Why not?
Oh,
here we go.
I'm Wani.
Now, guys, I know he's such a good mate of the show, and there's so much we want to get to after the next song. But of course, Warnie has gone green. It's not the first time, obviously.
Not the first time. He was the Stars captain.
They're green.
They're all green.
And now he's got social energy. So he's going green with social energy. All the details on this, Warnie's right behind it. social.energy/Australia. You've gone green, Warnie.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I've been in getting in partnership with these guys over the last few months, just understanding the space of the energy space. There's a huge thing, an all-energy conference down the road here every year in Melbourne. They put it on. And just understanding the social responsibilities and how much money we spend at the house.
It's all about solar, isn't it?
Yeah, so these guys, what they do, if you go to social.energy and log on and you can check it all out, basically what it is, they put in... they put in some solar panels, they put in a battery. The battery stores all the energy. And then in peak times when energy costs so much, it uses the battery, which is free energy. And then from then, basically the bottom line is for everyone, all they want to know is they save money. So it works out your routine of your house of where it can spend the money. So peak times, it'll use the battery energy. And off-peak times, use normal energy. So normally what would happen in 3 months' time, you get your bill. And you go, oh, my God, how much money have I spent there? I wish I could save it. So they've worked out in the last 6 months, social.energy, the company I'm with, have taken over 55% of the market share in the UK. It's absolutely going berserk. They're 100% green energy. So it's got the social responsibility as well.
Morning. It's on fire.
He's a big dog in the UK, mate.
Mate, I'm telling you, this is going unbelievable. And it saves people money.
You're looking at a webcam right now straight to Fifi's house.
Using lots of energy.
Should that giant house get involved with this?
And you know what, Fifi? Yes. If you're at social.energy, if you're with these guys, you would be actually getting money back.
That's where I'm at. I'm at the solar panels because I cashed in early with the house.
There you go.
I got in early. To the point now where when I get a bill, it's a check.
That's right. They can pay your money back.
I'm not kidding. I'm rugged up like this at the moment because I've turned the heating off because my gas bill over winter was outrageous.
So that's exactly what we're talking about.
Get on board, Fief.
So if you get on board, Fifi, seriously, if you get on board and they do this, like Fev, they'll actually give you a check. Rather than you pay money, they'll give you a check. You get paid. You get paid to use it.
It's like you're getting rent in your own house on your own.
We're going to play a song. Who would have thought, fast forward to 2019, Warnie and Fev banging on about green energy.
That's mate.
Passionately.
Jump on board, brother.
Good stuff. All right, we'll take a song. We'll come back and talk about a bunch of other stuff as well. Shane Warne is our guest.
101.9 The Fox.
Warnie, would you like your jingle one more time?
Yeah, go on.
It's Warnie. Warnie, Warnie, Warnie.
Next time Warnie comes in, it'll be his ringtone.
Warnie is here, guys, of course. He just gave us a very, very detailed and important spiel on social.energy/Australia. That's where you go. He's gone green. He's got all sorts of solutions for you. He's just been to the All Energy Conference up the road.
That's
Warnie is just loving the whole energy sector.
There was some Nürburgr. There was some Nürburgr at the stage giving this amazing speech. And then Warnie walked in and no one listened to anyone. The great Shane Warne had just walked in. But Warnie, I heard a little rumour, not about you, about your son, Jackson, was going to be on Love Island.
So not
I,
true.
Yeah, well, I found out it's not true. But I heard that he was going to be on Love Island. But it is a show that you and Fifi both love, is the UK version of Love Island. Now, Fifi has kept, she's watched all 59 episodes in a week.
In a week.
What, of last, oh, this one this, just gone.
Yeah,
gone.
The one.
One week.
In a week.
So what I done, Morning? I'd never seen Love Island.
Yes,
mate. What about the suspense, the build up that you talk about, no. about what's going to happen? You just binged it.
This is the thing, Morning. So I watched one episode of the Australian one. Went, oh, that's okay. I'll check out the UK one. Watch the first episode. Watch 59 episodes back to back over 5 days.
And how good is Love Island UK?
There we go.
Morning, I'm addicted. It became a proper addiction. It was my
go
crack.
Back.
I couldn't stop.
Fifi, go back to the previous couple of seasons. Wait till you see Kim and Chris and Jack and, there's so many rippers.
And I said to Boxy, I think Warnie loves
I love it.
UK because he posts on his Instagram.
Yeah, I love
it. I've had no one to talk about it with. I love this.
Fifi, anytime. Look, why don't we come over to my place. We'll get in the theatre. We'll go to pizza and we'll binge a whole season. More than happy to.
I love that. I would love that. Well, I'm trying to get Fev on it.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall in that little
meeting. Anton.
Just stay out of our pizza if you're a fly. Stay out of the pizza.
the spaghetti bolognese pizza.
Now, before we do that, though, you might have heard, Fev, Byron and I are all going to Japan next week for our Tradiokio. We're taking tradies to perform there. And now,
so you're working for half an hour a day,
we have to get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning because of the time difference. Yeah.
It's unfortunate. We didn't look into that before we booked the trip. But Warnie, what would your karaoke go-to be if you've got a song that you'd belt out? I imagine not at the first thing in the morning, but when you're having a big night.
You've got a great iPod shuffle.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with that. I think Ed Sheeran. Coldplay would be those two, and Springsteen would be one of those three, probably.
Oh,
but there is a song that
I'm Warnie.
No.
Not
when
T's
I'm
horny,
absolutely
no.
hammered, for some reason, I remember every single word of this song, and I just go off to it.
Right.
And that is Paradise by the Dashboard Light by Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Wow. I don't know why, just Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Wow. I just rip it up. Yeah. I do. I know.
How does it start? I don't even know the lyrics to that.
Well, if you play it, you can hear it. You can sing along too.
Well, we've got to go into the Triple M archive to find it, Warnie. You're on the wrong station, mate. we've got producers madly running around saying, "Where's Meatloaf?"
Okay,
hang on. Have it on his phone.
Hang on, I get on my phone here. I'm going to play it now.
He's going to play it on his phone and sing along. Can you do it sober? Can you sing it sober?
I can't sober.
He's just going back to last night.
Hang on, just hang on. There's no cameras in here.
Hang on. Oh, God.
Where's
that phone? What about talking about iPhone, when someone gets their iPhone out, they go, "Oh, look, I've got this picture of whatever it might be, this house." And then everyone goes, suddenly they look over straight at your phone and go, hang on, let me get the photo first.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want you to look at all my other photos as well.
I'd like to know what's on that phone.
Warnie, I do have the chorus hook in our system now. And I can just give you the chorus if you want to just smash out the chorus. Do you want to do the entire song?
I'm no good under the shower and I'm home alone, let alone.
Oh, you'll be all right.
Okay. You guys are number one too, aren't you?
Yeah, we are.
So you actually got people listening.
Okay, here we go.
I don't want to sing.
Best of luck, Warnie.
Take a beer. Do what you can. No, hang on. You got to keep turning it up. Turn it up.
Turn it up louder.
Yeah, loud so then I don't know if I can whisper.
Come on, don't be shy. I've never known you to be shy.
Gonna go all the way tonight. Going all the way tonight.
I don't want to keep it. Warnie, you've just won a trip to Japan.
Okay, you beauty.
Congratulations. Shane Warne, what a good sport. And of course, I think Warnie just produced a contract to sign Fev up to the new plan.
Get me back. Get me over.
Social.energy.
That's it.
/Australia is where you go. Warnie is all about, in partnership with Duracell and as a shareholder himself, the smart solar battery
system.
That's
right. You want to save some money? Fifi, you want to save some money?
Yes,
I might even get some money back and none of these big bills. Get on it. Social.energy. It's the way.
Fifi went 6 months without even realising she got paid from work.
1019, The Fox. Yeah, we'll start it out with our favourite little Tuesday morning segment, Tradeyoki, singing tradies getting up and about. Years later, fast forward, we're sending tradies with us to the home of karaoke, Tokyo, Japan. We couldn't do it without Sheen Panel Service, by the way, because the bill is pretty big for this one. They've been keeping Victorians on the road since 1969. Proud supporters of Tradeyokio, Fief.
Yes, and we love our tradies, and we know they're passionate and committed to their performances, so we can't wait to take them. But we realised we just love people, and we thought that there's other we don't want to exclude other people from coming who didn't necessarily have a trade. So we found the role of the groupie, which means if you're listening and you just want to come to Japan for a free holiday, that's girls, guys. Register fox.com.au and we'll pick some groupies to come with us. And we're about to give away our first trip to Japan for a groupie, a wannabe groupie who's registered at fox.com.au.
Attention.
So heading off to Japan at the end of next week with us to sing and cheer at every karaoke bar around Tokyo is Samantha from Fir Tree Gully.
Oh my God.
Sam, you're coming to Tokyo.
I can't believe it. Oh, my goodness.
Now, I love this. You've said you're going to bring your best friend, Andrea. Are you there, Andrea?
Yes, I am. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Girls, you're going on a tradie-oke trip. Now, firstly, we have said...
Are you okay, Fief?
Yeah, I'm fine. We have said that we do look favourably on groupies that can bring something to the table. Now, Sam... Is it true you are in fact a vocal coach?
I am, yes.
Well, this would be great because our tradies, as they get up to perform, might need a bit of vocal training. Are you up for that?
I'm totally up for that. I'll give them as many skills as they need.
Oh, yes.
See, that's what we want from a groupie.
And
vocal
Andrea,
coaching, Fev, vocal coaching.
Oh, I was talking about the end of her sentence.
Well, you'll love this, Fev. I think, Andrea, you're a dancer. You own a dance school.
Yes, I do.
So you can help the tradies with some moves.
I definitely can. I can be a backup dancer as well if they need.
Oh, that would be hilarious. On the night, we could actually have some choreography feet behind the tradies.
This is great. We've got our first groupies, wow. Sam and Andrea.
What's the dance school called, Baby Cats?
It's called AT Dance.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
What? Why Baby Cats?
Oh, just...
What?
Sorry, what?
Joke.
Anyway,
have you heard of Baby Cats before?
No.
That's a dance sort of school.
I'm sure it is. The entries are still open, by the way, if you want
to. Do you mean kittens?
Yeah.
Oh, right. There we go. Fox.com.au, that's where you go. You don't even need to be a tradie to win a trip, but you need to bring something to the table. I mean, what would also be good is Japanese language skills, if anyone's got those.
Can anyone speak Japanese? Yeah. Can you girls speak any Japanese?
Oh, I could in high school.
Could in high school.
Okay, well, a little bit of high school.
That helps. Okay. It's more than we've got.
Fox.com.au.
101.9 The Fox.
Too often in life, people are wrongly accused. This can happen in the courts of law, but it can also happen in the bedrooms around Australia. In couples. No, you'd often hear of people being accused of cheating or, you know, stepping out in a relationship, having an affair when they're not. And this is a great example. A woman, I read this online, she dumped her boyfriend because she was sure that he was cheating on her with his ex. Because she found a photo under his pillow. He had a photo of himself with his ex. So she's like found it, called it off, didn't tell him, like just went, no, I'm done. And they never gave him a reason when he found out later why she'd broken it off. He said that, I don't have a photo of my ex. Have a photo. And then she, he showed her the pillow, the pillow he was lying on. You know how sometimes pillows have the manufacturer's tag.
Yeah. Right.
Well, on this manufacturer's tag, there's a photo like of a man and a woman.
Yeah.
So it wasn't him at all.
No,
it was just
the
brand.
Yeah.
It wasn't him. Oh. So it was just a photo. It was like a generic couple, but it was photo stuck. She's broken up with him and it was all wrong. But she did the breakup and it's done. Like this can happen. I've wrongly accused a boyfriend once. I was at his house.
And of course you have.
he got up and I remember I think he went to work and I was doing a later shift at the time, and on his pillow, I was lying there on the pillow and I sort of, all I could see were long dark hairs and I'm like, what is that? And I grabbed too many of them and they were really long, dark. He had short brown hair, so they weren't his.
Right.
Maybe you needed to,
What?
Don't what, worry. Get a okay. DNA test?
No.
Anyway, I accused him. I said to him, you've clearly had a girl here. I can see. There's dark hairs. But it was his sister. And she'd come to stay.
So he was with his sister?
That's even
weirder. No, she'd stayed at his house the weekend before.
In his bed?
Yeah, He had a studio apartment. Okay, no, that got really weird.
No, I think that you were right. I think that was just a lame excuse. I think he was cheating on you.
I think he was too.
No, he and I had been away and she'd stayed in his apartment while we were away.
Okay.
So she stayed in his bed.
He says she said.
While he wasn't there.
Okay, so there's definitely.
Now you've got me second guessing.
Wrongfully accused. No, yeah, okay, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
It's when you find evidence. And I imagine 131060, if you've wrongly accused, if you have thought your partner was cheating but in fact they weren't, this happens with text messages. This happens with, you know, finding little notes that you assume are a problem, but they're not. There's always an innocent explanation.
Oh, like what about, say, for example, like perfume on a guy? He might have just been in Maya and just the waft of perfume has sort of landed on him.
Absolutely.
Oh, Byron.
Well, I'm just saying.
If you said that to anyone and they brought that, they're kidding themselves.
I was just walking through that section.
Oh, imagine going home and going, yes. Oh, God, geez, you smell like a... Oh, I went to Maya and I was just got sprayed with perfume. What a load of crap.
No, but that will have happened. Come on, guys. So I know what Fee wants on the phone, so I hope that example helped
30,
you.
131060. Maybe you've been wrongfully accused or you've accused somebody. Feel free to defend yourself. Maybe they never believed you.
All right,
maybe
lines.
Forever they've thought you cheated and it was innocent.
The lines, you could clear the air
what
right
about
now.
When your ex-boyfriend, like, Boxy, just said that my sister stayed over.
It's even like, I remember, got another one. I remember I was sitting in a car with a work colleague once, just talking in the car, and his girlfriend walked along the street and it just looked sus. It just looked sus, but it wasn't. We were just talking in the car, but so much grief over that. We're just talking about work.
In his car?
No, but like I think he was going to drop me off, or I can't remember why we're in the car actually.
Oh, wow. No, this is helping. 131060. 1019.
The Fox.
Just thinking, Fife, like the classic example of what you're talking about, this is Fife, Evan Byron, would be like that saying, lipstick on your collar. You know, like lipstick on your collar, suspicious.
Yes,
right. I was walking through Maya and
the lipstick slipped.
Sometimes there's a perfectly innocent explanation. Right. You accuse someone of cheating and they weren't.
Right.
We've got Simone in Knoxfield. Hi, Simone.
Hi.
Simone, did you accuse someone of cheating and they were completely innocent?
No, one of me and my best mates were from his girlfriend.
So hang on, so what was the accusation?
So me and one of my best mates, we were shopping and doing some stuff over a few afternoons together and spending time together. Me, him and his girlfriend all worked together at the time and we were accused of cheating on her together and we were actually shopping for her engagement ring from him.
Oh! Did she find that out?
Yeah, she found out. So she was pretty annoyed, didn't believe what was going on. She didn't go to work for a few weeks then, and I don't think he ended up getting a ring.
Oh.
No.
Right, so that really backfired.
I think they ended up getting earrings and something nice, and I don't know where they're at now, but yeah, that took a turn.
See, but if you're him and that they were together, you just say, shopping for a ring, honey.
No, we've got to believe them.
He said, I can't tell you what we've been doing. So she just kept being suspicious about it.
Of course.
We get that.
Oh, gosh, that's really backfired.
Yeah. Like,
and then he starts going, she doesn't trust me, so why am I going to marry her? Oh, what a disaster.
That's awful. Feb's still not convinced. Anyway.
I didn't realise this segment was going to be Feb just believes all everyone's cheating. Sue in Ferntregully. Hi, Sue.
How you going?
Yeah, good, Sue. Were you wrongly accused of cheating?
Well, my poor mum was. My parents had recently got married and there was two girls living in the house and a guy was laying cable outside our house and saw someone on our balcony sunbathing and left a letter in the box saying to the most beautiful woman in the house. So my dad collected the mail and subsequently thought it was my mother.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. So did you witness that conversation?
I didn't witness the conversation because my dad went to her father first.
Oh,
And said, I think your daughter might be doing the dirty on me.
Oh,
wow.
Confrontation there.
I'm sorry, so much of this is so fascinating. He's gone to her father, your grandfather.
That's the last person you'd go to. Don't you reckon?
Are you suspicious?
Well, it's almost like
you just wouldn't go to the dad because the dad would probably turn around and go, well, you brought it on yourself.
It's just dobbing her into her dad.
The funny part was it was revealed that it was my sister. Not my mother.
Oh, so your dad married the wrong girl then?
I hope not.
that one was all over the show, wasn't it? Thank you for that.
Thanks, Sue.
Fifi, Fev and Byron on the Fox.
If you're short on time but still looking for quality coffee, you can grab a quality coffee quick at Coles Express. Get their delicious four-bean Arabica blend coffee now for just $1, only at Coles Express. 101.9